Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Joshua Wolfshank examines Abraham Lincoln through the combined lenses of biography, American history, and mental health. The book studies the persistent melancholy that marked Lincoln from youth through the Civil War presidency, using historical testimony, letters, recollections, and prior Lincoln scholarship to consider how depression affected his character and public conduct. Rather than presenting illness as a simple explanation for greatness, Shank argues that Lincoln learned to live with severe emotional pain and gradually turned that struggle into habits of discipline, realism, empathy, and moral focus. The result is not a conventional presidential biography organized mainly around elections and battles, but an inquiry into the relationship between inner suffering and leadership under national crisis. Its purpose is both historical and interpretive to make Lincoln more psychologically intelligible while challenging narrow assumptions that mental illness and effective public service are incompatible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, historical evidence for Lincoln as a man shaped by recurring melancholy. Shank builds the book around the claim that Lincoln experienced more than ordinary sadness. He uses accounts from friends, family, political associates, and Lincoln scholarship to trace a pattern of severe melancholy, especially during early adulthood and later periods of strain. The analysis is careful because Lincoln lived long before modern psychiatric categories, so the book does not rely on clinical certainty in the way a contemporary medical case study might. Instead, it considers repeated descriptions of despair, withdrawal, dark humor, fears about self-harm, and a lifelong sense of emotional burden. This historical method matters because it avoids reducing Lincoln to a diagnosis, while still treating his suffering as real and consequential. The book also places his melancholy in the social world of the 19th century, when religious belief, ideas of character, and public restraint shaped how emotional pain was expressed. By grounding its argument in accumulated evidence, rather than a single dramatic episode, Shank presents depression as a recurring condition that influenced Lincoln over decades. Secondly, depression as a challenge rather than a romantic source of greatness. A central strength of the book is its refusal to portray depression as automatically ennobling. Shank shows that Lincoln melancholy was dangerous, painful, and at times incapacitating. It threatened his ability to function, strained his relationships, and made survival itself a serious question during parts of his life. At the same time, the book argues that Lincoln's response to suffering helped shape qualities later visible in his leadership. The distinction is important. Depression did not make him great in a simple causal sense, but the long work of enduring it encouraged habits of reflection, patience, and emotional realism. Shank treats greatness as something formed through engagement with affliction, not granted by affliction. This approach prevents the book from becoming either a medicalized biography or a sentimental tribute. Lincoln emerges as a person who had to develop ways of carrying pain without allowing it to determine every action. The result is a more complex account of resilience, one that respects the severity of depression while examining how disciplined coping can alter its practical consequences. Thirdly, coping strategies that linked private endurance to public usefulness. The book gives significant attention to the ways Lincoln managed his depression across time. Shank discusses familiar aspects of Lincoln's personality, including humor, storytelling, poetry, intense work, and reliance on trusted companions, as practical means of surviving recurrent despair. These were not cures in a modern therapeutic sense, but they provided structure, expression, and connection. Humor allowed Lincoln to create distance from pain without denying it. Poetry and language gave form to sorrow and mortality. Legal and political work imposed responsibilities that drew him outside himself. Friendship and conversation helped interrupt isolation. The importance of these strategies is that they show resilience as a repeated practice rather than a fixed trait. Lincoln did not simply possess inner strength. He cultivated habits that helped him remain functional during distress. Shank also suggests that such habits later mattered during the presidency, when national suffering required emotional stamina. By examining coping as a lifelong process, the book connects mental health to character formation without implying that individual willpower alone resolves illness. Fourthly, melancholy, moral seriousness, and Civil War leadership. Shank links Lincoln's inner life to the distinctive temperament he brought to the Civil War. The book suggests that lifelong acquaintance with suffering contributed to his capacity to face disaster without easy optimism. Lincoln could recognize tragedy, death, and moral conflict without needing to disguise them in cheerful rhetoric. This quality mattered in a war that demanded endurance through military failure, political division, and mass casualties. His melancholy also helps explain the moral gravity of his language and decisions, especially his ability to frame the conflict as a national trial rather than a temporary political disturbance. Shank does not claim that depression produced specific policies by itself. Instead, he argues that Lincoln's emotional history shaped how he understood human limitation, responsibility, and perseverance. This interpretation offers a useful corrective to biographies that focus almost entirely on strategy, party politics, or battlefield events. It shows leadership as an interaction between public circumstance and private temperament, where the ability to bear sorrow can influence judgment, communication, and resolve. Lastly, a reframing of mental illness in presidential biography. The book stands out because it treats mental illness as central to historical interpretation rather than as a side note or embarrassment. Earlier heroic biographies often minimized Lincoln's distress or translated it into noble sadness. Schenck instead asks what changes when depression is taken seriously as part of the evidence. This reframing has intellectual consequences beyond Lincoln's studies. It challenges the assumption that psychological vulnerability disqualifies a person from leadership, while also warning against treating suffering as proof of wisdom. The book therefore occupies a middle position. Mental illness is neither a simple defect nor a guarantee of depth. It is a condition that interacts with culture, relationships, responsibility, and personal discipline. Schenck's background as an essayist and his own interest in depression give the narrative an empathetic quality, but the argument remains historical rather than confessional. By integrating mental health with political biography, the book invites readers to reconsider how public achievement is judged and how private pain can remain invisible beneath institutional roles. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in Abraham Lincoln, presidential leadership, Civil War history, and the cultural meaning of depression. It will also appeal to readers who want a historically grounded account of mental illness that avoids both stigma and easy inspiration. Its practical benefit lies in showing resilience as a set of habits developed over time. Language, humor, work, companionship, and moral purpose can help a person live with pain, even when they do not eliminate it. Its intellectual benefit is a more nuanced model of leadership, one that includes emotional burden as part of decision-making rather than treating public figures as purely strategic actors. Compared with many Lincoln biographies, the book stands out by making inner life the organizing question instead of treating psychology as background. Compared with general books on depression, it stands out because it is anchored in a major historical life and a national crisis. Schenck does not simply use Lincoln as an inspirational example. He examines how suffering, discipline, ambition, and public responsibility interacted across an entire life. That combination makes the work valuable for readers seeking a serious bridge between history, biography, and mental health. If you would like to support Joshua Wolf Schenck, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.